The man who committed the murders that prompted the bill killed himself after murdering two women and their small children. Tyrone Adair also had more than four domestic violence misdemeanor charges on his record in the 10 years leading up to the murder-suicide. Heather Steberson was a close friend of one of the victims. At a hearing on the bill this week, she says if Adair had been slapped with a felony on his third offense, it might have saved her friend's life.
This will send a strong message to abusers that will pay consequences for their actions, and we will not continue to let 10, 15, 20 domestic violence charges go before we step in and treat them like the criminals they are.
Bill's sponsor, State Representative Al Ott of Forest Junction, says essentially it's a three strikes and you're out approach to dealing with repeat domestic abusers. Under the bill, a third offense would bring a mandatory felony charge. Ott says it's proved effective in Minnesota, where there were 25 domestic violence homicides in 2009, compared to 67 in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, 67, Minnesota, 25. Not the kind of score that we as Wisconsinites should be proud of.
The bill has bipartisan support and a strong endorsement from the Wisconsin Coalition Against Domestic Violence. Ott says he hopes to get it passed before the end of this legislative session. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.